Welcome back, everyone.
This is season 2.
Yay.
Should we retry that?
Insert confetti noise.
How about this?
An air horn.
Confetti noise.
I'm Ben.
I'm Lydia.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Melissa.
And I'm Dupont.
And this is season 2 of...
Your Face.
All right.
So...
This is our summer sleepover episode.
Yeah, we just...
It's
technically not. Our summer just ended.
Yeah. But, you know, we gotta catch up from somewhere.
At least we were having a sleepover. Except we're not, really.
No, we're not. If we had been, I would have brought my stuff.
Yes, I didn't know this was part of the deal.
Well, you're here and you're gonna have to deal with that.
Okay, that's fair.
I am not a girl, as you guys may be able to tell. But, and I know there's a lot of stereotypes, but what do girls usually talk about in sleepovers?
Ooh, this is a good question. I mean, boys out generally. I mean, that's so stereotypical to say.
But it's just true.
But it's so true. We all talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about boys. My friends and I, we play bed, wed, behead.
Is that like fuck, marry, kill?
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Just the more classy way of saying it.
Like, I mean, the eighth way. Who was it? Was King Henry III kill all his wives?
Eighth.
That was close.
No.
What did King Henry III do?
Nothing.
He was the Sun King.
No, that's King Louis the 14th. You little skank. You don't even know.
History nerd my ass.
I don't fucking listen to medieval shit.
Listen.
This was in a music history class.
Yeah, I know. And I don't fucking study early music. Why do you think I don't?
So, should we talk about boys?
What about them?
What about boys?
Well, we could...
Do we want to rank all of our men? Well, not rank men, but, like, do we want to describe our perfect men?
Boys are smelly.
Boys are smelly. Boys fucking suck.
As a boy, I can say you're entirely true.
What, the boys are smelly?
They are smelly and they suck.
Good to know.
Thanks, Ben.
I smell like manly lavender.
I smell like bees.
My manly lavender deodorant.
I love that for you.
I bought men's deodorant and not old. It's an old.
She bought Old Spice.
I bought Old Spice
specifically. Old Spice
because it's half the price of women's deodorant, and it was a lavender scent and it smelled really good. And then on like the tag,
what?
Yes, this
is
lavender Old Spice deodorant.
Stop. I'm going to stop you. I'm so sorry. Lavender is not a man's scent.
The point is, that is the point of the story. So,
the
sticker says, a manly lavender scent.
But on the back, it says, like, picture, like, what does it say? Like, tanks and, like,
lumberjacks and
stuff. Yeah, I have it too, because it's half the price, and
so
and there's like more in the tube too.
If boys were wearing Old Spice lavender, they wouldn't be smelly. They would just suck.
True. I love a man who can wear purple. By the way, every time we mention lavender, I think a man who can wear purple,
and like they have like a good smell cologne where it's like not like an Axe
not
Factory,
not super strong,
like,
but like
Axe
it
Factory.
Smells good.
Like, you know, it's just like.
The kind of scent where you're like, that is obviously not, like, that's obviously something you have put on, but it smells
it
natural.
It doesn't, yes, it smells
natural. It smells like it's supposed to be part of you.
I have unscented deodorant, but I, actually, let me just pull it out here.
Logan can wear purple really well.
A man who can wear his purple.
This is purple, if you like it.
Sniff, sniff.
So I should say, I like the spray, but every day I put this on, like, honey shampoo and body wash, mm-hmm. honey flavored, and I keep, when I come out of the shower, I'm thinking, like,
honey.
I'm gonna smell like honey for the day, I'm gonna be honey flavored, and bees are gonna swarm to me, which to me is just a compelling thought. not in an erotic sort of way. Just like,
none of us were thinking that.
It's accomplishing our dreams of becoming a forest nymph, you know?
Oh, of course.
Like, smelling like flowers, but I don't think I smell like honey. I don't really think honey
has
a
smell like beef?
No. Well, that's your guys' decision.
No.
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 Thanks. Who does No, wait, we can't bash anyone.
No, we are not bashing anyone.
This is the dangerous thing about us talking about. We can't go into specific stories about boys.
No.
Because
no.
We're broadcasting to the internet.
Yes.
Which is okay.
And also, I don't know anyone who smells like beef. So,
I think let's start with that. I actually don't know anyone who smells like beef.
I would agree.
That's good. Good start. We have good people in our lives.
Yeah.
They don't smell like beef.
That's a low bar.
As far as I'm aware, they don't smell like
that
beef.
That
is
a
low
bar. Low bar.
Yeah.
It's what we got to work with.
Back to boys. Sleepover chat.
Boys.
So we agreed a man can wear purple. Mm-hmm. Any man who can wear any feminine thing. Not even feminine, just bright colored things.
But like, wear it like...
But wear good.
Yeah. So what we're saying is, fuck toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Basically.
Correct.
Yeah, I guess so.
As long as you don't dress like a Skittle.
So what else is really enchanting to see in a guy?
Ooh.
Pretty eyes.
I like intelligence. Pretty eyes is true.
A good smile.
Good smile.
Really nice.
I like intelligence. A man has to be intelligent or I'm gonna literally kill him.
Like vibrant eyes. Like vibrant eyes. Like they look...
Alive.
Not alive, but like... You know how people, like, smile with their eyes? Like, they
yes.
just look...
Yes.
They look
happy.
Like pleasant. They look like a pleasant human being.
My whole thing is, like, I fall for people's personalities and their eyes, but eyes don't age with the rest of the person, which I think is a really sweet thing.
I like intelligence. Sorry.
No, I love intelligence.
No, being smart is important.
I love a smart man. Like, if I can have, like, an intelligent conversation with you, like, about, like, life and, like, philosophy and like just random smart
history.
People things like best belief.
But we don't want a philosopher.
Well, not a philosopher, but like
a
I
man
have,
you can have an intelligent
but,
conversation.
But
with.
Like I have a plethora of knowledge about very random things, and I would like to talk about it with someone
yes.
who is able to talk about it with me and not just stare at me doe eyed like. Hmm.
Yeah, true that. That's what I find attractive in a guy.
Eyes are kind of the bee's knees.
Yeah.
They are,
and also
hair.
Hygiene. Good hygiene.
Hygiene.
And, like, taking care of their appearance. I like a man who cares about his appearance.
Mm-hmm. And
takes
good hygiene
beard,
means soft
beard,
hair.
Nice. Groomed hair. Maybe uses Prada. I'm single.
I like strong hands.
And ready to mingle.
True.
Why are you balancing your glasses on your nose?
I'm trying to entertain myself.
Are we not entertaining?
No, you're quite entertaining. I'm just...
Are we not entertaining?
Are you not entertained?
No, y'all just... I'm just fidgety, as y'all fucking know. I get bored sitting.
Do you want
you
a fidget
said,
thingy?
Fidget with this.
Does that make noise?
Yeah, it does it.
Do you want my Legos, Dembski?
No.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Go in the closet. They're in a yellow briefcase.
I don't want to go back in the closet.
Oh my god, shut up.
Wait, which closet?
You'll have to see.
Let's
play my
out.
Game of riddles.
Not that one.
No. You're wrong.
Alrighty.
These are fucking huge closets.
Yeah, he has a lot of room in this house.
Is this gonna make so much noise, isn't it?
Yes.
That's okay.
No.
ASMR. No, bring it up. I want the Legos too.
Once you open it, you're just putting them together, so it's not going to make that much noise, unless you're being, like, obnoxious with it.
Okay.
Anyway, now that I have Legos, apparently.
What else do you want to know, Ben, since you seem to be the one asking the questions? So.
Well, what other things about fashion are intriguing? Okay, actually...
Nice shoes.
Sorry,
yes, nice shoes.
I need to stop this question just to introduce some of the things in this.
Why do you have a car?
What? This is my latest Lego set I bought. It's called Kayak... Adventure.
It's called Kayak.
It comes with a kayak. And I really wanted so I spent $15 on the set, so I could get a tiny plastic.
I thought for sure you were just going to say it's
so
called
there were
Kayak.
Some, there were some Disney minifigures.
Oh, what the fuck?
Jafar,
why do you have Jafar?
Oh my god, it came with Elsa. Elsa, her hair is like this awful rubber looking thing. It looks so awful. I'm actually really mad.
What
was it supposed
Sally?
To be?
Oh, Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think this is supposed to be a...
Guys.
Character.
Dobby!
Oh, this is Fantastic Beasts
and
Lady.
Guys, look at the
Does
inside
she
the book.
Well, I was about to say Boba Fett.
The boat?
Inside the
I'm
book.
I'm tired.
It's a sock inside the book.
Oh my god, the has a little niffler.
Dobby. Master Gabe, don't be a sock.
It has a niffler.
Dobby is a free elf.
Dobby is free. That's so cute.
Dobby is a free elf.
Oh, I got Professor
Trelawney.
What Trelawney.
The fuck?
I'm really excited.
Do you have two Annas?
Because
one has a cape.
They have these minifigure bags. You know about them?
Oh, they're the mystery ones.
Yeah. So I
so
surprised.
Oh my
god. I
Lord.
Got Harry and Ron.
And a flit whip.
I got Harry and Ron. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. A scuba diver boy.
Oh, this is supposed to be me.
It's your type. Here you go.
What is it? I feel personally.
That was actually.
But also, it's true.
Actually, I designed that to be the boyfriend.
Everyone wants
for my
me to
person.
Date a lumberjack, and I'm not.
Well,
100%
I mean,
against it, but I'm also not 100% for it.
I mean,
oh look,
he's blonde.
A cock.
I don't like blondes, that's my problem.
Wow,
generally.
Well, no, he's like brunette-ish.
Okay, maybe
his nice
build
eyes,
something?
A little smart.
Are you trying to set me up with a Lego figure?
Emotionally unavailable.
Okay, I feel like that may all get cut because we've gotten to this Lego discussion.
However, that last bit was too good.
Can we talk about surfer dudes?
Sure.
I mean, he's short, like
oh,
you.
Oh, actually, we...
Why are y'all personally attacking me?
Okay.
I don't quite understand.
Lydia,
I don't know.
You do not have Lego access anymore.
That's
now,
fine.
We had a... I want to
so
ask
we wanna talk about
what
surfer
kind
movies?
Of... Actually,
what type
let's,
of men?
Let's detract...
Detract.
Or let's
digress.
Go on a sidetrack
okay.
from that to talk about fashion, which we haven't fully...
I think shoes are very important. Like, if a man puts money into nice shoes, like, a man who wears tennis shoes every day...
A 1920s businessman with the trench coat.
Fuck yeah.
At Misha Collins from Supernatural.
Oh my god. A man with a good suit. I mean, obviously, it's like a stereotypical that like a man who wears a suit like looks good, but they look good.
Why?
But
is
I mean, a man.
Look good?
It's suits
a man
are attractive.
They are really.
But why?
Because they're nice and well kept, and they have cool colors sometimes, and I don't really
it,
just look
it
nice.
Looks like
it looks
the
professional.
Person put in. An effort. And
yes.
The thought of putting in an effort to see someone or just putting in an effort because you value your own self is very
attractive.
Attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive.
As we said, a man takes care of his appearance.
So if you don't value yourself, you're fucked.
Well, yeah, you gotta love yourself first before you can date someone else.
What if you can never love yourself?
That's a bullshit notion.
Oh, shit,
I'm
we gotta fight.
I don't like the whole you gotta love yourself before you can love someone else.
Really? Why?
I mean, like, you have to appreciate yourself. You can't just be like, I'm a horrible person all the time. Because no one's going to want to be with you, let alone date you. But, if, like, no one ever truly loves themselves. And so if you aren't capable of loving yourself fully, that's a different mental blockage than not being capable of loving other people.
I mean,
you
yeah.
You can wholly love someone else.
No, I agree with that point. For me, when I say, like, you have to love yourself before you can date someone else, for me, it's just the fact I don't need someone else to complete me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
My take
gotcha.
On it.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. Sorry. I don't need
like,
someone
no.
in my life. Fuck
like,
that.
I am a whole person.
By myself. I don't need no man.
Like,
but
like, I'm,
I don't
like,
need no
I'm,
satisfaction.
Like, I'm a whole person
Aretha
by myself.
Up in here.
I need him to be a whole person by himself. And, like, when we're together, we just make each other better.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need...
But, like, I know who I am separately from him. He needs to know who he is separately from me.
Exactly.
Like, I have my own identity. I don't want to just be known as so-and-so's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm my own person. I have my own aspirations, my own goals, my own career, and everything.
Exactly.
Like,
that's my take on... When I say that,
like,
that's what I'm
not your accessory.
Yes.
Since we were talking about surfer dudes earlier, what kind of guys do we dig?
Do we each of us dig?
Sure.
Who do you dig, Ben? What type of dude
oh,
do you
thanks.
Dig?
You guys haven't asked me, actually, a question about the kind of guys I dig yet.
We haven't popped into the conversation, so I gotta force you to talk at one point.
Thanks.
No problem.
You're a real peach, you know that?
I am a peach.
Okay.
Regardless.
So, I really like the stoic kind of guy.
Stoic? Explain.
You know what stoic is?
I have a vague idea
so
of what you mean by that.
So, stoic people kind of, they, like, don't say much, but they're not, like, shy.
They're just satisfied with being silent.
Yes.
Kind of like the mystery man in the corner. Doesn't really talk much, but he's just kind
sometimes
of there.
It ventures into broody, stoic does. And for me, I really like a man who knows when to shut the fuck up.
What a mood.
So, Batman is what you're saying.
Yeah!
No. No.
We're setting Ben up with Batman.
No, Batman, first of all, he speaks all the time, and he's got this ego.
Also, Batman's emotionally unavailable. He's more your type.
Wow! It's a Tag Emily day. Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry.
So,
I'm so sorry. I love you.
I know.
I don't know if you... I guess I haven't ever talked about crushes with you, but you'll find that a lot of them don't talk a lot. And actually, I talked with someone about this before. It was at like the LGBT Resource Center, and they were like, you know, that kind of sounds like a problem.
Why is
that
a problem?
Like, that you like don't really like people that speak.
There's nothing wrong with that. You just
prefer listeners.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot to say.
True that.
No, I like being a listener too sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of a listener than a sayer.
Are they thinking it's a problem because they're thinking it means you have a problem with communicating?
That could be.
You don't have a problem with communicating, Ben. You literally hold student panels all the time.
Yeah, like you don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying like that could be where they're coming from.
I could have a problem with communicating. You know, my past relationships with roommates haven't been all fine and dandy.
Yeah, but you're just also a person who like needs to be by themselves to focus.
That's true. In fact, could you guys get the fuck out? So, yeah, I guess I haven't really had many crushes lately because there's been so many guys just around that don't shut the fuck up.
No mood. Also, everyone in the college of music is kind of disgusting except for like a handful of people.
I'm having a lot of problems finding good guys lately.
Yep.
So, Melissa, can we skip you since you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. I'm building a DJ studio anyway.
That actually is looking really cool.
Oh, my lord. So am I
going? I like that you... Are those little side bricks?
Yeah. And then the speakers.
She's an expert. So, Emily.
Yeah.
Your kind of guy.
Oof.
Now, this I can't predict.
Why?
I mean, we have emotionally unavailable, like...
And old. Older.
And old.
My lord.
You love
say
us.
It yourself,
no.
goddammit. I do say it myself, but it's a pain in the ass hearing it from other people
because
then it makes it true.
We can skip over that.
I mean, I don't know, for me.
Take anything off.
No,
I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place. It's not really based on physical appearance for me a lot. Obviously, a man, like, I'm very athletic for the general part, so I like a man who's at least fit so he can deal with my athletic bullshit. He doesn't have to run with me or anything, but, like, I appreciate a man who, once again, cares for his appearance, so he's, like, you know, healthy.
But fit or healthy?
I mean, you can be both. You don't have to be super fit. And, like, I'm not looking for a man who has a six-pack or whatnot. But, like, as long as he's healthy and, like, takes care of his appearance, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't have a fucking six-pack. I just like to run. But, and
someone
then...
Someone who can maybe, like, participate in your... exercise.
An outdoorsy man
you.
Is important to me because I fucking love being outdoors and doing outdoorsy things. Beyond that, I mean, just being intelligent. I don't really focus a lot on appearance overall. It's just really the activities I get to do with someone and being able to have intelligent conversation with them and being able just to appreciate their company. Like, I don't want to date a guy or be with a guy who, like, I can't appreciate their company. Like, I want to hang out with that dude more than I want to date him, per se. Yeah. That's kind of my take on it, I guess. I don't really have, like, a type. I'm kind of all over the map, depending on things. Unless y'all think I have a type. Well, I mean, y'all do think I have a type. But
I mean, I feel like I, like, looks-wise.
Looks-wise.
I feel like not really.
Yeah. Kind of all over the map.
Yeah.
Lydia, what are your thoughts?
I want someone who's opposite than me in, like, different aspects. Like, I'm very much a planner, so I would like someone, like, more spontaneous, I guess, to get me kind of out of that. Like, I like to go on adventures, but, I like to plan them.
It stresses me out when things are planned.
When things aren't?
Yes.
That, see...
Spontaneous things are fun,
mm-hmm.
but, like, if we're trying to go on a trip, and, like, this
yeah,
boy
like,
is
no.
like, we're just gonna go day by day, and I'm like, no.
No, like, trips are different, but it's, like, but if he texts me, and he's like, hey, do you want to come do this thing today? I'm like,
that's
sure.
Fun. Yeah.
You know, like, just do a spontaneous thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like, trips are different for me. Someone more vibrant.
Vibrant?
Like, I'm a very low-key person.
True.
I'm not very out there. Like, I'm very reserved. I saw that look, Melissa.
No, I was excited about figuring a Lego thing out. That was not at you at all.
I'm very more reserved and, like, introverted, so I would prefer someone, like, extroverted to me. Looks-wise, I don't really have a type. I kind of just like who I like. More so, like, personality-wise.
Yep.
Like, so, like, I'm all over, like, the spectrum with, like, looks and, like, physique and, like, all that stuff. Like, that part doesn't really, like, I mean, bother me too much. I mean, like, it's not, like, the first thing that, like, attracts me to a person. Like, if I see them, like, smile and, like, laugh, like, that's what gets me, like, someone with, like, a nice laugh. Because some people can have, like, annoying laughs.
True.
But, like, someone with, like, a good, like, hearty laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And like, a nice smile. It's just, it warms my heart.
True. I just remembered, a man who isn't intimidated by me.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
I've had a lot of guys intimidated by me.
Many of them. All of them, actually, about.
Yeah, same.
What's next?
Do you guys care about the race at all, your boyfriend?
Nope.
No.
Once again, physique isn't a big thing for me.
Yeah, physique, race, like, those things don't bother me, like,
nope.
At all.
Yeah. Like, sexuality wouldn't matter either.
Nope. I mean, once again, physique, I mean, I always told myself, I obviously identify as straight. I've never really had emotions toward a female in that way. I've had platonic, obviously, like, I love y'all. I platonically love all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happened, it happened, I guess, for me. Like, I identify as straight, but, like, if for some reason, like, I met someone, a female, who, like, I just had that bond with, fuck it. But I don't imagine that ever happening to me, and I've never felt that way before. But, you know, it's life. Who knows what's gonna happen?
What if you fell in love with a gay guy?
That's already happened, so... My first boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Was gay. Well, Trent came out as gay after we were done dating. But it's a good time, you know?
Well, everyone's gotta learn somehow.
Exactly.
For
and
me,
you
that
know,
was actually
I'm happy
how
for
I
him.
Learned.
He's thriving. Who cares?
Here's a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Which is maybe unrelated. I apologize if you guys wanted to stay on subject.
It's fine, we get off topic all the time.
That's true. When would you guys say, pretend there's a situation where you're hanging out with a guy all the time and he, I don't know, is touchy to some degree.
Okay.
Or maybe I should just say, when do you guys notice flirting?
Ooh.
What do you guys think are the signs for you?
The signs for flirting?
Or...
like,
and
a guy
then, well,
I'm not dating?
Like, someone
right,
who
and
is
I think also
with
we
you.
Could talk about what are ways that we flirt.
Ooh,
I'm better at
flirting.
I'm better at talking about ways that I flirt. Well, okay, I'm oblivious. I'm very oblivious, and I overthink everything. So, and oftentimes, depending on the guy's personality, flirting can also be seen as friendly. I know that's the same thing for me, that my flirting can be seen as friendly, and me friendly can be seen as flirting.
Mm-hmm.
So... it is hard, to read guys to me. Like, if I like someone and I want to determine if they're flirting with me or they're just being friendly, like, I have trouble determining that for myself. But, like, in watching two different people, like, interact, like, for, like, friends and stuff, it's easier for me to see, like, are they flirting with, like, my friend and, like, things like that. Like, I can read people towards other people like a book. Like, that's simple for me. But me reading people towards myself is, like, quantum physics for NASA on Mars. I can't do it. I am in no way qualified to do it.
Well, we haven't done Mars yet.
Then Jupiter, then.
Okay.
Jupiter, perfect. I don't know, for me, when it comes to flirting, if I really like a guy, I usually will try to touch them in some way. So, like, I'll either try to, like, brush their shoulder, or, like, I'll playfully, like, jab them, or, like, bump into them. Like, that's, like, my most obvious way I can think I flirt. Beyond that, like, I mean, it's funny, though, because even with guys I'm just good friends with, I do that with, so I can't even know if I can tell that's flirting 99% of the time, because I just do that with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm kind of all over the map. And when a guy's coming to flirting with me, I mean... most of the time, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I know when guys usually flirt with me, because most of the time they make it pretty obvious. Hi, Melissa's foot.
I need to stretch my legs for a second.
I think that's interesting because, well, first of all, I think if it was a guy saying what you were saying, it'd be very creepy.
What?
I usually just try to touch you.
And I mean, that's also, I think, like...
But, I get what you're saying, and actually that... I was going to talk about touching because it seems like... not like that, Melissa. It... From what I can tell, it seems like run-of-the-mill, innocent touching, like, oh, kind of like an arm tap or, like, stuff like that can have a really powerful effect on people. See, I don't know if there's actual studies, but from what I've heard, it seems like that can really help build friendships and connections more. Ever since I learned that, and maybe this is creepy that I'm saying this, but I've done that more, and I've found positive results. And I'm trying to, like, look out for, like, I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable.
I mean, you obviously have to make sure you're not getting, you're not making that person uncomfortable. But I also feel like slightly, like, in America, like, this is going to sound so stupid. But in America, I feel like we are a touch-deprived society.
Absolutely.
For the most part. Like, really, we're not a very touchy-feely culture. What are you doing to that poor Lego? So I feel like when it comes to touch, especially for people who've grown up in, like, a traditional American culture where we're generally touch-deprived, the small touches obviously, like, open a different door. I don't know. It's just different when, like, you have that comfort in a relationship where you can, like, tap someone. And, like, even just small stuff like that, just... It doesn't have to be in any sexual ordinance. That's not the word. Sexual way or anything. It can just be like a tap or like when you say hi to them, giving them a hug all the time or like crap like that.
It
makes you much closer automatically. It's that extra step, I guess, in a relationship.
I also think it's like, what is it called? The mere exposure effect.
What?
It's basically like a psychological effect where like if you encounter someone like more often, they'll start to like you and like associate.
Never heard
and
of
like
this.
Get to know you because they're crossing you so much.
Oh, did not.
It's not
that.
Like the other one. I forget what it's called where you're like you're not training them.
You're not Pavloving them.
Yeah, Pavloving them, but like the mere exposure factor. It's like where you cross someone, like say it's someone you don't know.
Okay.
But like, let's say
you see them at the superstore every week or something.
Yeah, or like you ride the elevator with them every day. You're more likely to ask them their name, to just, like, quietly ride the elevator with them because you're seeing them so much. So you're more likely to establish a conversation and get to know them. So
is that why so often the people find their spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends through school and work and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, you're crossing them so much. And also, when you're in, like, a closer, like, work-school environment, you get to see, like, how they interact with other people, how they interact with people above them, people below them, and, like, how they treat others, like, and you get to know their personality in some ways without having to talk to them directly.
So mere exposure effect is kind of like Amazon shopping for boyfriends. You get to see everything better, you get better. Okay, maybe that's a bad analogy, but you get a better idea of what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You
it's
can
like,
see if this boy's crazy.
It's like multiple
boy.
Trailers for a movie.
That's a great analogy, actually. Interesting. Never heard
going
of
going into a movie blind sounds terrifying.
I've done it once. It's a pretty good experience.
What movie was it?
Man from U.N.C.L.E. When they did that really, that they remade it for a movie back in like 2015 or some crap.
Okay.
It was a good movie.
What's the key to eternal love?
Bitch, I have no idea. I've been dating Logan for 2 years.
That's
much longer for someone of your age, of our age.
How do you... let me rephrase that. In your grand experience, what's the best way to keep a relationship afloat?
It's said all the time, and it sounds cliche, but it's true. Communication is so important.
In what ways does communication occur?
I mean, like, there's serious communications about, like, okay, like, are you okay with this? Is this something you're interested in? Or there's just also just, like, keeping up with them. Like, texting them throughout the day, asking how their day's been going, making sure, like, obviously you can't control what they say, but, like, the reciprocating of that. Make sure if the person asks you like, how your day's going, make sure to reply and ask how their day's going, too. Just little things like that, because the more you talk with someone, whether in person or online, the more connected and comfortable you are with them, and that is something that's super important in making a relationship long-lasting, is if you are completely comfortable with the other person.
Actually, I have an answer for that as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is going to involve another analogy. So
great.
Love that for me. I say it's making the choice to love them every single day. You're going to get irritated with them. You're not going to like them all the time, but no matter what, they're there. They're always going to be there, especially if you marry them. They're going to be in your house. They're going to be eating your food. They're going to be in your bed. But, like, as Jordan Sparks said, love is like a battlefield.
Jordan Sparks, goddamn. What a queen. Quote.
But, like, but you two personally have to make the choice on whether or not you're both going to make it out of there.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Ben.
I'm Lydia.
I'm Emily.
I'm Melissa.
And this is...
Yeah, your face! I'm living for the frat boy music.
What's, like, advice you have to give to, like, someone if they're looking for someone to date?
God damn, I'm so glad I'm not fighting with Logan right now.
I don't have good dating experience. Don't ask me this question.
I have less dating experience than all y'all.
I sleep with people that don't date.
I have one dating experience. Like, that's not... I can't give advice on that. I've had one experience and it's worked out.
Give your advice.
Okay. Well, this is going to start off like cliche. It's like everything, but be yourself. And I'm not just saying that because, like, be yourself. Don't love me for, like, who you are. But it's also, like, at the end of the day, like, at night, by yourself, like, you're the only one that has to live with yourself at the end of the day.
So...
I don't know, with my experiences with guys, I mean, there has been, obviously, when I become interested in a guy, never put yourself in situations you don't want to be in. Mm-hmm. Basically is what it is. Like, you notice, like, if a guy, like, just does stuff that you're just not interested in, yeah, it's fun to try new stuff and whatnot, but, like, if you notice that, like, his scene is just not yours, don't force it. Because, I mean, like, you shouldn't have to put yourself in, like, a situation that you don't want to be in. Not saying that, like, it's, like, a bad situation, but, like, just with, like, who he associates with and just what he does with his free time and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You don't... If that's not your scene and, like, what you're comfortable hanging out with your man in, either talk to him about that if that's part of your relationship, or just make sure that if that's really as much a part of his life and whatnot and his personality... I mean, obviously, don't change him either. Mm-hmm. But just always keep that in the back of your mind, too, when deciding if you should pursue a relationship with someone. Yeah, like,
okay, well, here's one that maybe Melissa and all of us could answer. Have you guys ever had a time where you have kind of passed by a stranger randomly and kind of like a love at first sight thing, been like so passionate, like, oh, I just want to marry this person and live with them forever, but you never said anything, you never saw them again?
Yeah. I've seen some very attractive strangers, and I would be like, if I knew who you were, oh yes. Like, not even just saying because they're attractive, but, like, just either, like, just how they are, like, their aura, you're just fascinated by it. Oh, that's happened to me a few times.
Where?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably work.
Work, yeah. I've had a few, like, just interesting people come to my work where I'm like, I would love to be friends with you.
I feel like it's weird. For me, that hasn't happened. Because I feel like I need to know a person before I can like them. Like, looks aside, I need to know someone before I can like them. And, like, I always joke about celebrity crushes because I'm like, oh, look, like, they're hot. Like, yes, like, Tom Holland, very hot. But, like, I don't really appreciate that because
in, like,
I don't
loving manner.
Know
yeah.
him, right? You know?
I'm the same
and
way.
And so if I see someone, like, walking down the street, I'm going to acknowledge what they, like, that they look attractive or they look nice or whatever, but nothing, like, no other thought is going to, and that's not even just because I'm dating someone, that's been my whole life.
I agree with that. I'm a person that does appreciate attractive people. There's a lot of them in the world. But it's like, I don't know that I love them. I think I'm fascinated by
them. You're smitten with them.
Yeah, smitten. Smitten's a good word.
I'm the same way.
Especially, like, if they are picking up something I like in a store.
Yeah.
I'm, like, thinking, like, oh, they like that, too. And they're pretty cute. I'd like to get to know them better, maybe, in, like, my fantasy world.
Do you guys have any questions? Because I've asked questions this whole time.
You have.
Do you guys have any questions for me?
Hmm.
I happen to be the only guy here.
That's true. You are the only guy.
What do guys talk about at sleepovers?
Ooh, yeah. Do men have sleepovers? Is that a thing? I feel like that's always been a
debate.
My
boys do.
Yeah,
boys do.
Yeah, boys have sleepovers, and believe it or not, they talk about girls.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. It's not that much different from, like, female sleepovers. Or red flags.
Red flags? Ooh, I got a million of red flags.
I know a red flag that you have, Dembski.
What is my red flag?
You don't like angry guys.
No,
you
a
don't.
Man that gets angry, like, has, a man who has a short temper is a big red flag for me. Because first of all, I'm really chill, and then second of all, like, I hate people who just have tempers, because, like, take a chill pill.
It's risky.
It's risky. It is risky to date a man who has a short temper. The red flags do I have? I don't know, a lot of times I just pick up when meeting, like, just anyone, not even just, like, someone I'm, like, potentially dating or whatnot, but I always pick up on, like, weird things, and I'll just get weird auras from people. And I'll just be like, I feel like I just can't trust you for some reason. Don't know why. But then usually I'm right. Like, in almost every case I can think of where I've had a weird aura about someone, it's been right.
Whether you listened or not.
Yes, whether I listened or not. Have I not listened to it and it's gotten me in deep shit? Oh, yes.
Yeah, trust your gut is...
Trust your gut.
Mm-hmm. One of my red flags is if someone isn't willing to, like, not necessarily, like, show you off, but, like, not willing to be like, yes, look at my significant other. Like, this is my, like, I am dating this person. This person is great. And instead is, like, trying to keep the fact that they're dating you, like, on the down low.
One of my red flags, like, if he doesn't like my friends, or, like, vice versa,
mm-hmm.
my friends don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I always, like, go off the friend approval.
Yeah,
if my friends,
like,
don't like them and they, like, have reasons, that always,
yeah.
That's a big red flag.
Yeah, and also because, like, especially when you're dating someone, especially, like, in, like, the early stages, like, a crushing stage or whatever, like, you have blinders on, like, you may
mm-hmm.
not be able to see, like, everything that could be wrong or, like, maybe wrong with the person, and so I do trust, like, my trusted friends, like you guys, on, like, to see them and be like, yeah, maybe not, or, like, halt the brakes, sis, like, this person is not good.
Yeah.
So... How about you, Benji? It's like a red flag or something. You may not find attractive.
It seems like a lot of red flags are behavior-related things, definitely, right?
Yep. At least in my world.
They can be.
No, I get... I can't think of any right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just because... And I'm not... Don't take this as an insult, but I'm saying maybe I do not shop around as much as... You guys get to. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that.
There's less fruits available in my produce aisle than there is yours.
You have less fish.
And then you have to check with all the fruits to see if they're fruits you can buy.
Or
if you're eligible for them.
If you're eligible.
That's fair.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
That part really sucks.
A big red flag for me is if a man knows how to clean. Like, if a man doesn't know how to do his laundry, I don't want to date you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Does that coincide with the hygiene?
Yeah, hygiene's a big thing with me, if you haven't noticed.
We love a man who can cook, right?
A man who can cook is nice. I like cooking, too. You don't have to be, like, a full-on chef, but, like, if you're willing to, like, make rice for me,
well,
I'll love you forever.
Or, like, we
hopefully,
can cook together.
Hopefully one
I'd
person doesn't just do the cooking.
No,
right?
I would like to share. I like share the idea of shared responsibility between both. I'm also very dumb independent, so there's gonna be times, like, when I date people that, like, I'm just gonna wanna do everything by myself sometimes. Because I'm just dumb independent. But then there's also times I'm going to want to share stuff with them. And I also would have to date someone who's fairly independent on their own. Hence the fact they need to do their own laundry. Because, I mean, yes, if we live together, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be independent together?
Yes. As I said, I don't want a man who makes me a whole person. I just like having company occasionally. This is why I'm crappy at dating. This explains so much.
For me, it's like if they're rude or mean for no intended reason.
Yeah,
not that there's, like, any, like, true good reason to be, like, rude or mean to someone, like, if that's, like, an excessive thing. Like, of course people are going to be, like, sassy and sarcastic. I'm sassy and sarcastic.
And sometimes
but, like,
people are going to get mad. Like, yeah. That's a natural human thing.
Yeah, but, like, if it's, like, an excessive thing
yeah.
where, like, you're, like, rude and, like, purposefully, like, vindictive and mean to people, then that's, like, a huge red flag. So.
Yeah, big sign is wait staff. Mandarin's wait staff.
Like, waitresses shit. And stuff, yeah.
See, this is why I don't understand Pride and Prejudice. If Mr. Darcy is, like, immediately rude, I don't...
I would never date a rude man.
I mean, it's an old
yeah.
story,
yeah.
Yeah, true.
But it's, like, I feel like there's also, like, what's considered rude and also what's considered, like, sassy and sarcastic. Like, I can be sassy and sarcastic, and you can, like, throw that right back at me, like,
mm-hmm.
that's, like, cool or whatever, but if you're being, like, rude,
then there's a problem.
Then there's an issue. Especially if it's much so, like, unprovoked. Also, if you're not mad at me, don't take your anger out on me.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Like, if your problem is not with me, of course, talk to me about, like, what's bothering you and stuff, but don't throw that anger out on me.
I think something that really ticks me off, maybe it's just about anyone, not necessarily boyfriends, but, like, not respecting others' opinions is kind of just like
mm-hmm.
and obviously, like, that's part of communication. We're gonna be living together. We are not gonna think completely the same way. If you can't deal with the way I am and if I can't deal with the way you are, get the fuck out.
Basically.
No, I'm trying to feel smart by having some red flags, but I am inexperienced.
There's nothing wrong also with not having experience at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like,
there's nothing I can do to help. Well, okay, there are things I can do to help.
No, but, like, you don't need to do it if you don't want to. Like, that's one bullshit thing I always thought, that, like, you have to have, like, experience by a certain age or, like, date a certain number of people, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Or, like,
I just...
or, like, boys are like, I want a girl who has, like, experience.
Oh, fuck off.
And I'm just like... Do you really, though?
You don't.
But they don't want a
slut. Well, yeah, literally. They'll be like, I want to go experience, but, like, I don't want someone who sleeps around. Same fucking thing.
Or like,
not.
Or
it doesn't matter.
Or it cracks me up where guys, like, go out to party and, like, have sex with a bunch of people, but, like, on, like, their social media, they're like, I want a wifey.
Yeah.
Give me a wifey. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, you don't promote yourself to, like, look, like...
husband
material like... Because that's how you're going to attract the wifeys.
True.
Like, when you look like a husband, you're going to attract a wife.
Yeah.
And if you look like a party kid, you're going to attract party people.
Exactly.
It's true,
so
though.
So I'm like, don't be posting up, I want a wifey, when you're living this whole other lifestyle, because that's not what you're going to,
this
like,
is probably, like, college woes. I feel like we could all relate to there being a lack of husband material out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why can't some of them just be husband material?
Because they're 20-year-old boys?
Because boys mature later than girls do, scientifically.
Do they ever mature?
No. But then again, most girls don't either, so...
Yeah, but I also feel like, this is also another stereotype, but I feel like a stereotype that girls are more ready than guys are to be, like, seriously in a relationship.
I don't know, for me, I never really wanted... date for fun.
Yeah.
I have. But it was never like a thing I've always... What are you doing over there?
I made that.
Oh my God.
The princess Dobby has killed Anna.
My lord.
Oh shit, there goes her head.
Okay, Dionysus.
Honestly, Dionysus is kind of BF material for me. Like, he's got the wine, he's kind of hip, you know?
Bacchus? We're talking about Bacchus, right?
The Bacchae?
Bacchus.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Bacchus is Dionysus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it is Bacchus.
Yeah.
And, well, okay. I'm sure there's some bad stuff when around Greek stuff and those kind of stereotypes that permeate our society, but Greek guys
Oedipus?
With, like, the...
No!
No!
Not Oedipus!
That's not what I mean. Greek depictions of guys are pretty dreamy, in my opinion.
Yes. That's typical.
They've got,
like Hercules.
Awesome hair, really clean bodies.
I'm picturing Socrates, and I hate that.
That's not why.
I know.
And I was not picturing
But for
Hercules,
some reason...
But.
Just because I complain about him all the time, that's why
you've been complaining about Plato, not Socrates.
Same bullshit.
I'm just very picky when it comes to guys,
and also,
so I mean...
And also, like, I'm a really busy person. They need to be worth my time.
True.
Because I don't have a lot of it. And it's like, if they're worth my time, I will make time.
And I mean, a big thing
like
for me when it comes to dating prospective guys is... I mean, my career has always been very important to me. Always. My career has always come first for me. And once again, I'm an independent pick. So I have to obviously date a guy who's willing to follow me for my career. Because I'm not becoming a housewife. And first of all, I don't want kids. So, I mean, like, I'm not becoming a housewife and doing a job I don't want. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yes, I'll make compromise to, like, obviously, if he, his job or whatnot to make him happy and whatnot, but my career is very important to me. And if in the long run, mm-hmm. it doesn't work out and, like, he has to go his way, I have to go my way, okay, that's fine. I got my career. I don't need you.
That's right. On us.
Exactly. There's other people.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm the person that's, like, I'm also very career-focused and
yeah.
stuff. And it's, like... I mean, I do want kids, but, like, I'm not gonna stay my butt at home and be, like, a stay-at-home mom. No, I'm a working woman. Like, I need to work to keep myself sane.
Agreed. All right, I have 9% left on my laptop. So you should probably end this episode so I can save this.
Yeah.
You don't have your charger?
No.
Well, from our podcast studios here in the dorm halls at the end of summer, I'm Ben.
I'm Lydia.
I'm Emily.
I'm Melissa.
And this is...
Yeah, Your Face!